Okay, this coming Erev Shabbos, we're going to have an opportunity to study Parshios Achrimos Kedoshim, and they are very critical, important Parshios in the Torah. And they begin, of course, Dabir al Aaron Achicha Bal Yavoba Cholesa La Kodesh. They begin with a command to Aaron, your brother, tell him not to come to the Mikdash whenever he feels like. Now, Rashi notes that Hashem was telling Moshe to actually warn Aaron so that he does not do as his sons did and be spared death. But why would Aaron need that warning? What would be the concern with Aaron? So Rabbi Yehuda Leib Amital Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the famous Rosh Yeshiva of Har Etzion, explained that sometimes in order to gain spiritual things, we think it's okay to push off the smaller things. Hashem was warning Aaron not to make that choice. Hashem was telling him, follow the rules. That's where good things come from. We're also told that in the context of preparing the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, Aaron is told one of the steps is Al Shnei Asirim Goralos, that he should put lotteries on both of the goats. Then why is there a need for a double lottery? By definition, we know that if one side is the Sayer La Hashem, the other one de facto is La Azazel. So Mori V'Rabbi Rav Shechter would note that the intent here is to demonstrate the fragility of life to us. We're showing Hashem that our lives are so simple that any influence can set the course for our lives in one direction or the other. In a flickering moment, that tzaddik can be turned, but at the same time, a rasha can be influenced positively. Goral echad l'Hashem, goral echad l'Azazel. It's a momentary issue. It's fleeting. And thus we're told that we should be careful and keep our minds on it. Towards the end of the parasha, we're told, that we have to be careful not to follow the actions of Egypt where we sat. What do we mean when we say, Asher Yeshavtim, where we settled? Why do we have to be careful to not do Kimas Eretz Mitzrayim? So Rav Govach Zatzal, the late Rosh Yeshiva of Karim Biavna, the founder of the Hesder movement, explained that a tzaddik has the power to be an influence on the people around him. That's because wherever we are, inevitably, we as Jews stand out. And we are to live our lives with the understanding and practice of being different. Asher Yeshavtim ba. Right? And if we want to be successful, that's what we are to do. And that's what the Torah is telling us. We are being Yeshavtem, but we have to be careful not to do as they do. In Parshas Kedoshim, we, of course, are introduced to a whole new myriad of mitzvos. And chief among them, of course, or one of the chief among them, is the understanding of Ish Imo V'Aviv Tiro, that a person should fear his mother and his father. And Rashi explains that a person honors his mother more than his father and reveres the father more than the mother. And so that's why when we talk about kibbut, avaim, the father is placed first, because naturally we go in the opposite direction. And when it comes to mora, imo viaviv, when the mother comes first, because having mora for the father is more obvious. So Rav Volba Zatzal notes that by nature we tend to be drawn to mitzvos that match our personalities. And so the Torah is telling us that we need to work harder at fulfilling all of Hashem's mitzvos, even the harder ones for us to reach. We're also told, Hocheach, tochiach es amisecha, lo sisa olav chid. Give reproof, but don't bear his sins on him. So Rav Shor Zatzal, Rav Gedalia Shor, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, noted that we have a responsibility not to place the burden of the sin on the person, but rather we are to place his burden on the sin. In other words, lo sisa olav chid. Don't look at the chet onto the person, but rather we should say, the sin is not like the person to do. The person is a good person. The sin is what's inappropriate. The sin is the mistake. Lo sisa alav chet. Don't let the sin be defining for the person. We're given the greatest of our mitzvos, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, to love your neighbor as yourself. And the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis notes that there were 12,000 zugei talmidei chachamim, 12,000 pairs of Rabbi Akiva's students who died during this time period. The 12,000 died. Why don't we call them 24,000 people? Why are we focused on 12,000 pairs? And also, how come we couldn't have learned from this statement? why is it that they are such great talmidim, but they never learned his most important rule? So the Chasam Sofer Zatzal explains that we need to be united when we study Torah. And if we're not, then the Torah we study is not as strong. And the stress on this idea of pairs is a message about how we can respect the Torah by respecting the paired aspect of learning together. Even when one is learning Torah, there needs to be a certain sense of the fact that we are together. Rabbi Willig Shalita once noted that this might explain why we do not marry during this time. Why is it that we hold off? Says Rav Willig, we need to make sure that we know how to properly partner and pair in order to fulfill v'ahavta. It's fascinating that that's exactly what the Gemara in Kedushin says, that when a person wants to get married, asur l'adam she'kadesh esa'icha ad she'irena, right? He can't marry because maybe he'll find something that doesn't exactly match up. And the Torah says, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. He doesn't need to be in a situation, she doesn't need to be in a situation where he or she thinks that he or she is greater or better than the spouse. You always have to be able to look up. And that's one of the things that we learn from the pairs of Talmidei Chachamim. We're given a list of arayos again, and this time the Torah tells us that when a person goes ahead and has relations with an aunt, so in such a situation, the Torah says, chesed, who it's considered a chesed. What a strange word, chesed. But Rav Dessler explains that chesed is an incredible midah. It just gets misused sometimes in the wrong direction. And this is why Hashem tells Avram Avinu that Anochi magen lach, schar chahar be'maod. That magen, that protection that Hashem promises, is a protection from the misuse and overuse of chesed, which was the hallmark of Avram Avinu's persona. And so therefore, Hashem says, I will protect you so that you won't be overrun and overwrought. Finally, in the Haftorah, which comes from Amos, there's a famous notation that in we don't read Hodas Yerushalayim as Kol Toev Osea. So even on a year like this, we always read the Haftorah of Halokim Nekushim Atemli. We always make sure, Shachta would tell us, that we, even if it means repeating the Haftorah 2 weeks in a row, to focus on that and never speak about the Toevos Yerushalayim. So Amos in the selected Haftorah turns around and he makes a declaration, Bayomahu akimes sukas David hanofelas. On that particular day, I will raise the sukkah of David that has fallen. Why is the Beis HaMikdash referred to as David's sukkah and not the sukkah of Shlomo HaMelech? So who built the Beis HaMikdash? So Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita answered that while Shlomo built the physical structure, right, it's still, and that's the way the Nabi refers to it, Habayis Asher Bana Shlomo. But that's when it's the bias. The spirit of the place is purely David HaMelech's. He had the desire for it, and it's his spirit that we hope for and guarantee that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that spirit will return to the Mikdash. And this is also perhaps why it's referred to as a sukkah as opposed to a bias. A sukkah can be put up, taken down, and rebuilt again. A sukkah has the ability to move as opposed to a house. Habayis Asher Bana Shlomo. The house was built by Shlomo. The sukkah is the sukkah of David HaMelech. And of course, on this day, which we hope are starting to see the first flowerings of the return to Tzion, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure that we are able to achieve that day where Akim HaSukkas David HaNofalas, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure that we get there speedily. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us that opportunity, and may we grab it. Shabbat Shalom. Liyom Shekulo Shabbos Ubnucha to all.